inner poise. No fags for 6 days now. Have assumed air of dignified auteur with Daniel and not messaged, flirted or slept with him for 3 weeks. Only 3 alcohol units consumed over the last week as grudging concession to Tom, who complained that spending the evening with the new vice-free me was like going out for dinner with a whelk, scallop or other flaccid sea creature. My body is a temple. I wonder if it's time to go to bed yet. Oh no, it's only 8:30. Ooh, telephone. 9 p.m. It was my father speaking in a weird, disconnected voice. Bridget, turn your television set to BBC One. I switched channels and lurched in horror. It was a trailer for the Anne and Nick show, and there, between Anne and Nick on the sofa, was my mother. All boofed and made up as if she were Katie Bloody Boyle or someone. And we'll be introducing our new springtime slot, said Nick. Suddenly single, a dilemma being faced by a growing number of women. Anne. And introducing spanking new presenter, Pam Jones, said Anne. Suddenly single herself and making her TV debut. Wednesday, 5th of April. Told Jew today about the inner poise thing and she said, interestingly, that she'd been reading a self-help book about Zen. She said that it was all a question of flow rather than struggle. And if, for example, you had a problem or things were not working out, instead of straining or becoming angry, you should just relax and feel your way into the flow and everything would work out. But not to mention idea to Sharon because she thought it was bollocks. Thursday, 6th of April. Went to meet Jude for a quiet drink to talk about flow some more and noticed a familiar besuited figure with knitting pattern, dark good looks sitting in a quiet corner having dinner. It was Magda's Jeremy. Waved at him and just for a split second saw expression of horror cross his face, which instantly made me look to his companion, who was A, not Magda, and B, not yet 30. I could tell Jeremy was going to try to get away with the sort of quick, hello, not now look, which acknowledges your close, old and enduring friendship, but at the same time demonstrates that this is not the moment to affirm it with kisses and an in-depth chat. I was about to play along with it, but then I thought, hang on a minute. Sisters. Under the skin. Magda. I altered my path to pass his table, at which he immersed himself deep in conversation with the trollop, glancing up as I walked past and giving me a firm, confident smile as if to say, business meeting. What should I do now, though? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Tell Magda? Not tell Magda? Mind my own business? Remembering Zen, Kathleen Tynan and inner poise, I centred myself, concentrating on the inner wheel till the flow came. Then I resolved serenely to tell no one, as gossip is a virulent, spreading poison. Tuesday, 11th of April. All seems normal with Magda and Jeremy, so maybe it was just a business meeting. I'm invited to a glittering, literati launch of Kafka's motorbike next week at the Ivy. Determined, I'm going to improve social skills, confidence and make parties work for me, as guided by article I've just read in magazine. Apparently, Tina Brown of The New Yorker is brilliant at dealing with parties, gliding effortlessly from group to group saying, Martin Amis, Nelson Mandela, Richard Gere, in a tone which at once suggests, my God, I have never been more enchanted to see anyone in my entire life. Wished to be like Tina Brown, though not, obviously, quite so hard-working. The article is full of useful tips. When introducing people, add a thoughtful detail or two about each person so that their interlocutor has a conversational kicking-off point, e.g. This is Gina. She's a keen skydiver and lives on a barge.